AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. With the rising rate of COVID infections, officials in St. Louis, Missouri are requiring masks in public places. This new order takes effect Monday. In Louisiana, Dr. Vincent Shaw says people need to get vaccinated to prevent more restrictions. He says he's heard many reasons why they won't.
The biggest hindrance is social media. Oh, I saw this post on social media. Well, I'm sorry, you know, the Facebook University of Medicine is not what I follow or subscribe to.
Pandemic restrictions are lifted from Florida-based cruise ships for now, after a federal appeals panel reversed a decision and sided with Florida officials. Rescue crews in the Miami area have now announced that they have ended the search for victims in the collapse of a high-rise condo tower. At least 97 people were killed. The chairman of Donald Trump's 2017 inaugural committee has been granted a bond release from jail. Tom Barrack was able to post the $250 million bail on charges of working as an agent for a foreign government. If you drive a Chevy Bolt, there's another recall because of fires. Here's our Jennifer King.
It's the second recall for some older Chevrolet Bolt models. General Motors has reported a persistent battery problem that can set the electric cars on fire. It covers about 70,000 Bolts worldwide from the 2017-2018 and part of the 2019 model year. Owners are advised to not charge the cars overnight and park them outdoors.
The Cleveland Indians will no longer use that name. The team will now be called the Guardians, part of a national reckoning on racism and social justice. At long last, the Tokyo Olympics are underway, delayed a year because of the pandemic. It's hot in Tokyo, in the upper 80s. One Russian archery competitor passed out because of the heat. This is AP News. Some Republican members of Congress say they've been informed that the Justice Department will not open a civil rights investigation into New York nursing homes where patients died from exposure to COVID.
Under the Trump administration, the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division requested data last August from four states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, about the number of COVID-19 infections and deaths in public nursing homes. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's a Democrat, had previously accused the Trump administration of initiating the investigation for only political reasons. Just under 16,000 people have died in nursing homes and assisted living residences in New York. I'm Shelley Adler.
Country singer Luke Combs is paying the funeral expenses of three young men who had gone to see him at a Michigan music festival. They later died from carbon monoxide poisoning at a nearby campground. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.